Thank you, Sister Sanford. Now, this is the Lord's service. Would there be anything on anybody's heart? Testimony, word of praise? Amen.
I came into Sunday school and wrote, Dallas was talking about him touching me. He did touch me that time.
Yeah.
When I was just a little girl. But there's been times down through my life where he touched me and I could feel his presence so close to me. And I rejoice and I want to always give him the thanks. I always want to praise him. And I hope and pray that they can feel the love of the church.
Got it. God bless you, Sister Pilla. Let's remember these requests. Thank you for that word of prayer. If there's not another word, I'm going to take a reading lesson here from the 96th chapter of the book of Psalm. I'm going to read all 13 verses of that 96th chapter. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonder among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nation are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O you kindred of people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that's therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. With the mistakes I may have made reading the 96th division of Psalms, I pray that the Lord bless that to his honor and glory. You know, this psalm was on my heart this last week, and don't seem, I just couldn't get away from it. You know, it says some things in it that were just in my heart. You know, it says to show his salvation from day to day. You know, I'm thankful today for the testimonies that we've heard this morning. You know, this instructs us from day to day You know, each and every opportunity we have, we ought to show forth his salvation. You know, a lot of times it's easy in front of God's children in church to stand up and tell what the Lord does. You know, it's sometimes not as easy in the world to stand up and tell about Jesus and what he's done for your soul. But you know, this psalm here, it tells us to declare his glory in front of the heathen. You know, the heathen is somebody that doesn't recognize God or doesn't acknowledge God. And you know, my heart's been troubled. The shape of our nation's getting in anymore. It seems like day by day that our nation's getting farther away from God. And you know, we don't have to go way off in the world to find people that don't know anything about God and have no reverence for God or have no knowledge of God even. And you know, this psalm here is to telling us to show forth his salvation from day to day and to declare his glory among the heathen. You know, it says, we need to tell the heathen that it says that the Lord reigneth. We need to tell those that don't know the Lord that there is a God. And that God had made a way for us to be redeemed to him. And that way is Jesus. You know, I talking about this nation, it just seems like every time you turn on the TV, it's a little worse. You know, people are worried about the way this nation's going and the inflation and nobody has any money. You know, the devil, and let me turn to the second chapter of Corinthians and read here. It said, but if our gospel is hid, it is hid from them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the mind of them which believe not. You know, the devil is, he's busy about doing what he does. And that's trying to occupy people's mind about away from the Lord and the things of God. You know, he don't want God to have any honor or any glory. He don't want you to find peace for your soul. He don't want you to be touched by the Lord Jesus and be redeemed. You know, Jesus said that Satan's a liar and that he's the father of all lies and father of it. You know, and Satan's been using his devices throughout the history of the world. He lied and deceived Eve. He, in any way that he could use to disrupt what God was doing, what God had in store for his people, he'd weasel in there and do that. You know, it says if our gospel be hid, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves the servant of Jesus, for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined into our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. You know, uh, Satan has tried to pervert the gospel in many ways. And, you know, the gospel of our Lord and Savior, you know, it's a glorious gospel. You know, the gospel is the truth about Jesus. You know, the gospel is the power of God into salvation. You know, Satan has tried to pervert it in ways and get it in man's eyes that it's even by works, baptism, or just a decision of the mind. You know, Satan has been busy about trying to deceive the world. But you know, but the glorious gospel still goes forth. You know, the Spirit of God accompanies gospel when it's preached in power and in truth. You know, you don't hear a lot of the world talking about the Lord is nigh to them that are of broken heart and save us such as a contrite spirit. You know, Satan liked to leave that out of the gospel. You know, you don't hear the world preaching a lot about godly sorrow worketh to repentance. But you know, the true gospel teaches those. It teaches that Jesus saves. It teaches that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth should not perish, but have everlasting life. And you know, we look at they call it the Great Commission. Jesus commissioned his church to go forth. You know, in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew phrases it, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things wherefore I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even into the end of the world. You know, this commission here, we can tell by the end of it that it's an everlasting commission. It's in effect to the end of the world. It wasn't just to them disciples to go and teach. You know, it was give to the church. And you know, it's each and every one of our responsibility if we've been touched by the hand of God. And we have that witness that dwells within our soul. It's our responsibility to show forth the salvation of the Lord from day to day. You know, Satan has truly been busy. He's tried to pervert the gospel. And I tell you, nowadays, that he's even real busy about even denying the existence of God. You know, it seems like every time you turn on the TV set that there'll be some show advertised how life began. And they'll teach some evolution, some happenstance, how just by chance life come about on earth. And you know, we need to declare that the God has established the earth among the heathen. You know, we need to be real diligent in the testimonies that went forth today in this service. You know, we don't need to just hold them within the walls of this church. We need to get outside. And from day to day, the people that we come in contact with, you know, the God of this world, he hath blinded the minds. Boy, he's got them thinking about how bad the economy is and how high gas is and anything that he can take the people's mind off God, he'll use. And he does. You know, I was talking about the TV set, what you see on it today. Oh, Satan uses that device. I tell you, I was thinking, if 50 years ago or 60 years ago, maybe even 40 years ago, if you took a TV into somebody's house and it showed what it showed today, where would you find it in the morning? You'd find it out in the yard or in the sinkhole. I tell you, we wouldn't have it in our house. We wouldn't have it in our house. But that's the way Satan blinds our eyes. He comes in a little at a time, people. We need to be diligent about the things of God. We need to be busy about doing the Lord's work. Amen. You know, because the fields are white and to harvest, and the laborers are few. You know, this commission that went forth, you know, in the Gospel of Mark, it's recorded that he recorded it a little different. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You know, a lot of times we think that only preachers can preach. And I believe God called preachers. He calls them to the ministry to stand behind this pulpit. But to preach in here means proclaim the good news. And I tell you, every child of God can proclaim the good news that Jesus saves. You know, every child of God, it's a privilege to stand and tell what the Lord did for you. You know, I've never did it that the Lord hadn't blessed me for doing it if he's laid it on my heart to do it. You know, I said that it's our duty. You know, throughout the Old Testament, in many places, in the 117th division of the Psalm, it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, that they've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. You know, in the 66th Psalm, and I believe it's about the sixth verse, I'm not sure of that, I could turn and read it, and I will. It says, come in here, all ye that fear God, and I will declare that which he had done for my soul. You know, it's a great privilege and a great blessing to be able to tell somebody what the Lord's did for your soul. What he did for your soul. He said, your soul was lost and undone in the sight of God. It was unclean in God's sight. And Jesus justified it in the sight of God. Not only while we live in this world, but as the ceaseless ages roll on, we'll have a standing in the sight of God for what Jesus did to our soul. You know, we ought to be really diligent and make use of every opportunity we have to testify to those we work with, those we come in contact with. You know, lots of times they're at work, they know I preach, and a lot of times they won't say anything to me about anything spiritual unless trouble comes along. You know, and the world's that way a lot. You know, a lot of times about the only use that the world has for a preacher is when somebody's sick, when there's a wedding or a funeral. You know, they just don't come around much. But you know, each and every one of us are in contact with those people day to day. You know, and the Lord just might use us to get to them. You know, I thought about the man that was possessed with the devil in the tombs, and God healed him. You know, and he prayed to the Lord that he could go with him. And the Lord told him, said, go to thy house and tell to thy friends what great things the Lord has done for you. You know, God uses the testimony of His children to His honor and His glory. You know, them testimonies might have an effect that we don't even know about. You know, I can remember testimonies in my life that had an effect on me. You know, they might not even know it. Don't guess it. Before I was even at the age of accountability, I heard my brother and my cousin, they could say a few years before I ever come accountable. My cousin come and spent the night, and they got to talking about the Lord saving them. They got to talking about how it felt when they was lost and how it felt when the Lord saved them. I remember Stephen saying that felt like he could just fly out, said just as light as air. You know, I really, in my mind, I didn't understand all that, but I know there was truth about it. I know that they had something. You know, and 2 years later, three, when the gospel come to my heart, I know what they were talking about when they was talking about that heaviness in their heart, that guilty before God. And you know, God used that testimony just to help me see that I need to be saved. You know, we never know what God's going to use. He gives us opportunities to testify to somebody. He's going to use it to His honor and glory. We might not ever see it. We might not ever know anything about it. But God will use it to His honor and glory. You know, that 96th Psalm says, "Saying unto the Lord, bless His name, show forth His salvation from day to day." You know, people, I pray that we all that's been touched by the Lord Jesus will have a greater zeal to tell those we come in contact with day to day outside the walls of this church what the Lord did for their soul. You know, old saying unto the Lord, a new song. You know, I guess you've heard me tell it many times, but one time I was bowed at this altar. I found trouble and sorrow. And I was calling out and crying out to God. And the Lord rolled that burden away and put a peace in my heart. I mean, it was that quick. And I felt myself wondering, what happened to that burden? That load was lifted off. And it says, sing a new song unto the Lord. You know, I heard a new song. It was a song I'd heard many a time, but it had a new meaning to me. And I'll fly away. You know, one day after a while, when I laid the walks of this life down, I'll fly away. You know, I pray today that we'll all be more willing to stand up and tell what the Lord has did for our soul. May God bless you. Be my message today. Is there testimony on anybody's heart? Well, if not, thank each and every one for coming today. Pray that the Lord would use this to His honor and glory. I would, maybe this week, we'll have opportunity to tell somebody our testimony of being saved. You know, and they might just call some to see their great need, turn to Jesus and be saved. You know, that's what this is about. That's the reason that Jesus told us to go forth and teach, to preach the gospel, to preach repentance and remission of sin. That's the way he phrased it in the Gospel of Luke. You know, we each and every one, we've been saved by the grace of God. We have that witness within us. And we need to be witnesses to the world. May God bless you. Remember tonight at 6 o'clock, Brother Ross will be standing and bring the message. If all minds and hearts are free, we might stand together. Let's pray for Brother Miller. Nobody would be more glad to see him back than me. Oh, yes, thank you, Brother Ralph.
That is another opportunity.
Today at 2:30 over at the Christian Fellowship nursing home, there will be a service. It's usually on the third Sunday.